terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Hayden, Draven. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things on, where are we at? Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday, April 15th, okay. Tax day. Although taxes, you got moved back to May, right? You got till May now.
Yeah. Thank goodness, huh?
Good. Yeah, I was having a fun one yet.
I got an email. I was like, hey, taxes are due tomorrow. I was like, wait a second. Hold on. I remember we changed the rules this year. Got another month to forge some receipts, fake all these trips, find a way to cause a bunch of expenses from last year.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like a little tax fraud.
Nothing like a little tax fraud to get the juices flowing. How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden. We love to see it. Present and ready to go on time. It was a minute late, but we'll give him that. That's good enough. That's in the that's,
that's
in the
our
improvement.
Yep.
That is in the grace period. We will give we'll give him that. Cam, you good?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's been this week's gone by really slow. I don't know if that's just me or what, but I was. It's Thursday now, I guess, so we're getting there, taking it a day at a time. We're almost through the week, but doing well.
Draven, you good?
Yeah, doing well, John.
Okay, short and to the sweet, love it.
Yep, short and to the sweet? Is that how you say that?
No, it's not. Short and to the point, short and sweet.
There it is.
I combined them.
Mm. How are you, John?
Thanks for asking, Cameron. I'm good.
Good. Gang's all good. We love to see it.
Won some trivia last night.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Love to see it.
Dominate?
No. It was a rare come-from-behind victory.
Oh, really?
Okay.
The only team that got the final question right, actually.
Wow.
We were not in a good position going into the final question.
Tough one?
Apparently. I didn't think it was that tough, but.
Let me hear it.
Get five of the six, I guess, biggest, most populated cities in Tennessee.
Hmm.
I found it to be rather elementary.
Five of the six
most populous?
Yeah.
In Tennessee.
I was really shocked that no one else got that right.
Really? Is it not just like, my guess would be like Memphis, Nashville, Chattanooga, Knoxville, and then I probably couldn't give you another city.
Isn't Jackson, Tennessee on that list?
No, you would have lost too.
Huh.
Maybe that's what
I feel like
putting.
I saw a list before and is they were it, right oof, up there.
I don't know another Tennessee city if it's decent size, to be honest.
Okay, never mind. Maybe it's a little bit tougher than
I
thought.
I'm not from actually. Here, though. I'm pulling that card.
Hey, you told us yesterday your family's from here.
Yeah?
Is
Murfreesboro on the list?
It is on the list. Yes, Murfreesboro is on the list.
That probably would be my guess just off of the name
I guess
value.
People couldn't get Murfreesboro. I guess people are putting Jackson and I don't know.
Okay.
Hayden, you're quiet. You think of trying to think of the other city?
I don't think I would have got it.
Okay.
I would have said Murfreesboro, but I don't think I would have got the other one.
Yeah, I didn't go ahead to get five of the six.
Yeah.
If you just go with college towns, I mean, Cookeville's not that big, so it probably is not on there.
Mm-hmm. Is that your guess, or would you want me to say it is, and then you, like, I knew it, or you're like, let me say it's not, and you're like, yeah, I knew it wasn't. Like, what are you?
Let's go with Johnson City, John.
Maybe that's what a lot of people put. Clarksville.
Really? Okay, I was thinking about it. I was like, I don't know enough about it to guess that.
Clarksville, okay. Those are the six biggest cities. Okay. Clarksville's number five. Behind Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, and Chattanooga.
Okay, top four are really easy there.
And
but
Clarksville
yeah.
And then Murfreesboro, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Murfreesboro is growing super fast. That makes sense.
I was surprised no people didn't get that, but I guess Jackson, and yeah, Bristol, Johnson City. I mean, is Bristol not bigger than Johnson City?
No.
It's not? Okay.
No.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, so that's not a very big town, right? It's just got the racetrack, right?
Yeah. Okay. But back in the day, like when the old license plates, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you here real quick. They used to name like the most populous counties, like that would be the first number on the license plate. So like back in the 60s and stuff, and Sullivan County was number five, like the fifth biggest back then. And so like Shelby was like number one, and Knox was like two or three. Like Knox was like two or three, and like as times went on, like it's not the fifth anymore.
Right. Thank you for that knowledge to drop on us. Is it still that way? They still measure it out by populous counties?
Not on the license plate anymore, but the first number, like if you ever look at like old license plates, like the first number, there's like a first number, and then there's like a little bit of a space, and then the other numbers. And the first number is like the identifier for the county and like how populated. Like, I think
my first is, you mean the first number? Like mine's
the first number.
Okay, I was going to say, because mine is a letter. Like my first was a
letter. It's different now. Okay. They changed that like when they stopped making the metal ones, I guess.
Fair enough. Well, there's some history for you. There's some history for you. Nice. Tennessee. The news of the day. Tennessee basketball picking up a big time commitment.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of Clarksville, Tennessee. That's where Braden Huntley Hatfield resides. Or at least that's his credit for his hometown. ESPN SportsCenter tweets out.
I saw that.
Braden Huntley Hatfield reclassifies. Picks the Vols, was number four on their list, I think, for 2021, or 2022, excuse me. And I believe they said he comes in number 19 in this class. Still a five-star. Rick Barnes lands him another big-time player. I mean, now you got two really good guys in this class that, you know, you had two. You know, obviously studs last year with Keon and Springer, recruiting-wise. Now, I do think these two are probably going to complement each other better. You know, point guard, big man type of thing.
Yep.
I'm excited. Your boys' thoughts on Braden Huntley Hatfield making it official, committing to the Vols. Reclassifying will be a part of this class. We'll take one of those free scholarships.
Yeah, we got plenty of room on the team at the moment, so yeah, might as well get some good talent in.
I feel like we might be running out of a little room now.
Yeah, it's filling up fast. I mean, I think that's a good thing, but you got people that either want to, you know, go ahead and transfer in here, or you got guys that are, you know, in this situation that they can reclassify and they're down to sign and, you know, actually come on in. So I think that's a good thing, and yeah, you're filling out the roster. You got to do it. Might as well do it with talented players. So, like it so far. I like it.
Hayden?
Like we've talked about the past few weeks, I worry about relying on a incoming freshman to be our dominant big man. And either if it's him or the guy we got yesterday, I don't know. It's good on paper right now, but we'll just see how it goes next season, I guess.
Taking two swings at finding a guy that could help protect the rim. Now, Huntley Hatfield, I don't think he's going to be down there like playing center. Like, I think he's going to be more out on the wing or, you know. I don't know, you know, if this guy will be in the immediate starting plans. I don't know how Barnes is going to attack, you know, the offseason and getting guys together. Keep in mind, last year was a little bit weird because, you know, COVID kind of limited the activities you could do throughout the summer, right? Throughout the spring, whenever, you know, you could theoretically get on campus and start working as a team. Tennessee didn't really have that, so maybe you hit the ground a little bit slower than usual. You did see, you know, some of the one-and-done teams struggle. Obviously, this is, you know, Kentucky's worst year in a long time, so
yeah.
There might have been something to that. You would hope this year guys could get together, practice, get ready to go earlier. I don't know if that's why Springer and Keon didn't come in and start immediately. I don't know if they had to earn their stripes during the games. I don't know, because we heard how hard of workers they were the entire offseason.
Yeah.
Once practice started, you know, everyone was raving about their defense and how hard they worked. So I don't think it was an effort standpoint, and obviously they played hard. But they started the season coming off the bench. I don't know if that'll be the same next year. I would think that Kenny Chandler is going to be your starting point guard from day one, I would think. Because, I mean, it's a position of need.
Yeah. You'd hope so.
He's too good to come off the bench.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think so. But, I mean, you know, Keon Johnson's the number six pick. looking like a, you know, a top 7 or 8 pick in the NBA draft. He was pretty damn good too. And he came off the bench, and it wasn't like he was necessarily competing with big time players for starting minutes at the beginning, right? I mean, it was Victor Bailey. All due respect to Victor Bailey.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe Tennessee will just come out and say, hey, we're going with the youth movement from the get-go. These guys are our best players. And, you know, we are going to find a lineup and kind of stick with it. You know, obviously that was a bad thing for Tennessee last year. They could not really ever hammer down a rotation.
Mm-hmm.
I know that John Fulkerson's injury at the end of the year, you know, threw some wrenches into your plans, but I mean, we're still juggling lineups in game, whatever it was, 28. I don't know what the abbreviated season, how many games we played, but you get the Oregon State game. You're still juggling lineups.
Yeah, I would definitely like if we just came out with. I'd be cool coming out with the young guys and being like, hey, these guys are the most talented guys. You got to throw them in the fire early, see if they can handle it, and if they can't, and you know, early on, and you can tell that it's, you know, not going to be great. You can change things up then, but I'd like to see it, you know, give him a shot to see if they can, you know, hit the ground running a little bit.
Well, this is a guy that's very talented. This is a guy that, I mean, he would have been ranked higher in the 2022 class than Kennedy Chandler would have been in the 2021 class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you kind of put that into perspective. And he drops down some spots because he reclassifies, but like this guy, the talent is there, obviously. 5-star, top 4 player on ESPN, top 6 player, like the 247 composite in his class. So we'll see how he fares, you know, leaving high school a year earlier than maybe he thought he was going to at some, you know, we thought he was going to a couple, you know, a year ago or so.
Yep.
How about this? Tennessee beats Ole Miss, Syracuse, Wake Forest, Auburn, Kansas. Auburn and Kansas for the services of this guy.
Nice.
I mean, beating Auburn and Kansas is pretty good.
Yeah. Is that 2 wins against Bruce this offseason, getting the transfer and this commitment?
That is.
Hell yeah, racking them up.
Beating Kansas for a guy is good, too.
Yep.
His reason why? Coach Barnes has coached and helped mold one of the best players to ever walk the earth, Kevin Durant.
I'm Barnes. You gotta always gotta sell that one. Always
Hatfield's tall and
a
little lanky too, right? I mean that's probably who. I mean, if he models his game after Kevin Durant, that gives me an idea of like I said, he ain't getting down in the post. Like he's gonna be.
He's got good ball handles. That was one thing they kept talking about: functional ball handling skills.
Yeah, so I mean, like to be
Kevin Durant,
to be a top 5 player in the class, like you have to be pretty well rounded. So like, this guy should be able to be a fluid and moving around, right?
Yeah.
Be able to be fluid while moving around, dribbling a basketball, performing basketball acts. We didn't have a lot of big guys that could perform basketball acts last year.
If we throw this guy in the post like Grant, I'm going to be pissed, man. And that's my thing. Like, Hayden, I think you make a good point. Like, these freshmen coming in, it's a little bit worrisome, but it's also like Rick Barnes is not like letting them play too. Aren't you guys kind of worried about that? Like, and just letting these guys do their thing.
The fact he is talking about Kevin Durant makes me feel like he is. They have an understanding that that's how he's going to coach him. Like he's going to put him in the Kevin Durant spot. Like, hey, you got DJ Augustine and Kevin Durant. Like, if I'm Barnes, that's what I'm pitching Chandler and Huntley Hatfield. DJ Augustine and KD. After discussing it with my family, we felt reclassifying in 2021 would give me the opportunity to prepare myself better as a student athlete as well as a person. I want to get a head start in the college process and begin training to have, quote, a monster freshman season.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay, I'm in. Let's have a monster freshman season.
Let's do it. Let's have a monster freshman season. How about it one time? Let's have like a John Wall to Marcus Cousins type of feel.
Yeah,
how about it?
Why not?
Why not us? Why not a little Kevin Durant, DJ Augustine action? Huh?
That would be nice. Ooh.
Let's do it. How about it one time?
Which team do you think, compared to last year, not just how it ended, but like expectation-wise, which team do you think is more talented, last year's or this year's?
I think this team is more talented. This upcoming year.
Yeah, I got you.
Talent, I mean, that's maybe left to argue about because, like I said, we'll see. Because, I mean, Keon is going to be a top Most likely a top 8 or 9 pick. I mean, like, he's getting mocked at number 6. You know, Springer's going to be a first-round pick. We don't know if Chandler's going to. In the mock drafts I've seen, he's been, like, in the 20s.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll see what he does on the court. But I'll say that this team seems like it's going to mesh and be built a lot better. Like, you have a knockdown shooter in Justin Powell.
Yeah, like, we may have had more talented individual players last year, arguably. But, yeah, cohesively as a team, the talent, you know, yeah, should group better together.
That's what I'm looking at on paper is, like, yeah, you look and you see you have a point guard. You have a two-guard in Justin Powell that can also play some point. Like, that's more than you had last year. You had 0 point guards on the team last year. Yeah. And you could talk about Vescovi, sure, but, like, I mean, Vescovi, pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that Chandler and Powell's gonna be, you know, would be better than Vescovi at running a tape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm hoping if Vescovi stays, like, he is just strictly an off the ball spot up shooter type of role.
Hey, that's his best thing. So, yeah, keep him there.
Yeah, maybe pump fake and then, you know, drive and kick or something. I don't want him, like, handling the duties.
Yeah.
You actually have, like I said, some big men who can do basketball things. Rather than just be big. That's pretty much all we had last year, especially with the version of John Fulkerson we got. You know, you had big guys that were just big. Huntley Hatfield is described as, quote, having an ideal frame for a power forward with strength, balance, and length. He possesses natural scoring instincts from anywhere on the court.
Ooh.
He is truly versatile, as he could be successful in the post or effective with the face-up game as a shooter or driver.
Mm. Love that.
As a screener, he will open the floor for his jumper or roll and finish with power and body control. How about that?
Love that.
All right. I mean, this is a really, really good recruiting class right now. Where did Tennessee finish last year? Hayden, do you remember?
I thought it was number 2.
It was number 2? I mean, I'm asking.
I thought it was. Either way, we were top 4 for sure.
I mean, I would imagine that once they update this would put Tennessee in position to be around the top 2 or 3 again.
So we're number 2 now.
Number two?
Yeah, behind Michigan.
On what site?
247.
I have not seen them updated.
I think Rivals has it as number 2.
Okay. Like on I'm looking at 247s right now, and it still has us as number 8. But it also only has us with. I don't think it has us with the with him being reclassified yet.
Here's the picture somebody posted.
Yeah, so I can't tell what right site. There.
Maybe they. Okay, maybe.
Oh wait, that could be Rivals, I guess.
That's what I was guessing.
It could be Rivals. No, I think about it.
Okay, so number 2 on Rivals.
Yeah.
Like I said, Tennessee's already number 8 right here, and you know, you add a really talented player, you're going to move up. You're going to move ahead of. I don't know, Duke has 3 5 stars. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Duke has 3 commitments and 3 5 stars.
Tennessee was number 5 last year.
Okay.
Behind Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, and LSU.
I mean, I knew that Duke had the Paolo Banchero guy. Mm-hmm. He's apparently the number 3 player in the country. I know we really wanted him.
Yeah.
This isn't a bad, you know, backup plan, though.
Yeah, can confirm we're number 2 on Rivals.
AJ Griffin, a small forward from New York. He's the number 7 player in the country. And then those two guys have signed. I guess they're waiting on Trevor Keels from Virginia. He's a 2-guard. He's rated as the number 20 player in the country. That's Duke's recruiting class right now. So I don't think we'll move up ahead of them.
Tennessee was number 6 on Rivals last year. Number 2 right now, what Cam said.
Okay. This should move us ahead. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird they're doing it because Florida State's ahead of Duke, but they're – average star ranking is a little bit lower. They got, you know, 1 5-star, 2 4-stars, 1 3-star.
Was that Florida State ranked on there?
Number 2.
Okay.
Really?
That's it.
1 5-star, 2 4-stars, and a 3-star. They're like 95 average ranking.
Yeah, they're 6 on Rivals.
Yeah, that's all I was going to say. Georgetown, Patrick Ewing.
Is he recruiting well?
Wow. They're number seven on here.
Really?
They got a 5-star, 4-star, and 3 3-stars.
Okay. Yeah, they're number 13 on 247. It's weird.
Yeah, the star ranking, they don't. Like, if I rank this by star ranking, it's completely different. Like, average star rating.
Memphis hanging out in the top 10. Okay. All right. Big get for Tennessee. Big get for Tennessee.
Are we playing Memphis next year? Did they decide to do that or no?
I don't.
I can't remember.
I didn't think we were, but okay. I checked the schedule, I guess.
I couldn't decide if they decided to do that, like, four-game deal or whatever.
Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. This team feels more complete, says Mitchell. I agree. This team does feel more complete. You know, there's always going to be the back of your mind, the worry that this team will underachieve. This team will be coached by Rick Barnes, who, you know, is sometimes stubborn.
Yeah.
Sometimes does it get the most out of his team.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to March. And those doubts will still be there. And I know, you know, I had to deal with it just from, you know, sharing some tweets earlier about, you know, being excited about this team and being excited about this prospect. People are like, yeah, but, you know, yeah, I can't wait to lose in the second round with it. And that's fair. I mean, that's something that we're going to have to deal with Rick Barnes.
Yeah, until he changes that, I mean, that's going to be the question every year. And
sure. I mean, that's we'll see. Because like Draven says, if you bring this guy in, all of a sudden you're just trying to get him to post up and not letting him be a face-up player and allow him to drive and allow him to do some creative things on the basketball court, that will, you know, put a ceiling on this team.
That's what I'm most concerned about, because I think we are right that, like, it's just well rounded and, you know, you got basically almost all your holes filled that you were worried about and concerned about last year. But yeah, if Barnes is like, I know I want you all to play specifically this way, and it just kind of, you know, isn't the best play style for the guy specifically, I feel like that could be the downfall of this team.
And if we have another disappointing year, like, this fan base is probably going to, like, completely turn, right? I feel like a lot of people are already kind of 50-50 on Rick Barnes, and they feel better about the recruiting class. But another disappointing year, I just think, like, man, how are you going to come back from that?
Yeah, but what if it's a good year? Okay. Gaines writes in, Barnes now has the pieces to run his style. Okay, I'm with you. And he went out, and you know what he said? He said he needed a big man. He went out and he got him two pretty good freshmen. Now, you know, I don't know if Jonas Adu, the number 7 center they just got, I don't know if he is going to be an answer, offensively. I don't know exactly what he's going to bring to the table. Cam watched his film, said he had a nice stroke.
Yeah.
That's more than you could say about any of the big men you had last year. Like, none of our quote-unquote centers could shoot the ball outside of 5 feet. Most of them couldn't shoot the ball outside of 1 foot, like either a dunk or a layup. I mean, like, you know, Fulkerson has a little, you know, 8-foot jumper, I guess. So, I mean, like, I still didn't like it when he shot it, but at least he tried it. But, like, you know, having a good stroke from your big man, that's something we haven't had since Grant Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, always keep in mind when you're calling Grant Williams a big man, like, he was, you know, what, like 6'4", 6'5".
And I'm assuming these guys can shoot better than Grant Williams, especially around the perimeter, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Grant didn't shoot many threes, but, I mean, sometimes he'd hit them. He at least had the option and the, you know, ability to hit a corner three from time to time. But Barnes said he needs to upgrade and get his pieces in, and he went out and got the number 2 point guard in the class, the number 7 center, the number 11 small forward, Jemai Meshack. Meshack, I don't. If you're him, do you like, you're like, oh man, it's getting crowded over there? Or are you just like excited because, like, hey, we got a squad? If you're the number 60 ranked player, that's about where he's at, right? Like around 60 or 50 or
something? Somewhere around there.
If you're that guy, like, you're probably not thinking you're like one and done. I wouldn't think. He's number 62 on 247's composite. So, you know, him and I do are pretty close. Need to figure out, is it I do or A do? We need to figure that out, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've said it a different way every time.
I don't think I've heard it, like, said by anybody else, though. Have you?
Say it yet.
We'll try to figure it out. We'll watch a video or something during the break of his commitment or something. Then keep in mind, you're taking the French project. Quentin de Bunge.
Almost forgot about him.
I would imagine he won't be heavily into the next year's plans.
No,
I wouldn't think.
More of a project.
I mean, you know, just assuming. I mean, I haven't watched the guy play, though. I mean, like, you know, he did some things over whenever he's played against, you know, teams before. You know, there's people that said this guy's got a lot of potential. So we'll see. I just don't anticipate that being the case right now. But again, haven't seen him play, so can't really say. A complete roster makeover. Of the five new guys, Chandler, Adu, Meshack, Dabunje, and Justin Powell, like, I mean, I anticipate four of those guys are going to get a lot of playing time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Powell and Chandler, I think, should be day one starters.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even mention Huntley Hatfield now. I forgot him. Yeah, Huntley Hatfield. That's a lot. Five of those six guys should get pretty big playing time. Complete roster makeover. Good job by Rick Barnes this offseason. While also navigating losing coaching. Assistant coaching, right? I mean, that.
Yeah.
Having to replace two of those guys. Pretty good offseason for him. But like Draven says, this doesn't do much to alleviate concerns. If anything, it's going to make this a more dangerous high-stakes game, I would say.
Ramp it up a little bit.
Although I would say that was going to be the case no matter what. Like, if he had came back with a roster like we had 2 years ago that wasn't very good, that wouldn't have made me feel any better. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have been like, oh, well, he needs time to get his guys in. Like, because, you know. You're seven, bro. Need to be have this thing rolling. And to his credit, he's recruiting like, well, you know, Philip Fulmer, ironically enough, promised us he would. At levels never seen before at Tennessee.
Hey, you got one thing right.
Phil was right about that. I mean, yeah, because, I mean, like, you're going to be pumping in NBA talent, right? I mean, like, I feel pretty safe in saying that Kenny Chandler and this, before I even see him really play in college, Huntley Hatfield, both those guys should be pros. Is that fair to say? That's the expectation for both those guys. I mean, if you're a five-star, I think that's that's kind of the point. You should be a first-round pick. That's kind of what they're projecting on you. That on the heels of having two more first-round picks last year. I mean, obviously we don't need to go through history to know that it's been a long time since Tennessee's had two first-round picks in 1 year. Have they ever? I mean, I would venture to say I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah,
I mean, like, we don't have a lot of first round picks as it is. So I mean, like, I would say that it's never happened for Tennessee. And you might do that in back to back years. Like, you're going to have an influx of talent. Like, you are watching some of the more talented players in Tennessee history coming in and playing right now. This year didn't really result in many wins. At least many significant wins.
Mm-hmm.
But COVID and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, no excuses this upcoming year. If I'm Rick Barnes, if I'm going to, as Draven said, be under a lot of pressure and lose this fan base, I'd rather do it with first-round picks.
With a lot of talent.
Yeah. I mean, because keep in mind, this Justin Powell guy, you know, at one point he was projected to be a first-round pick as well. Like, you potentially have three first-round picks on this roster.
Man.
I mean, right? I mean, maybe not all next year, but if you're telling me somebody's ranked number four in the country, like in his class, like, that you're supposed to slot that in, you know, to be a lottery pick. Chandler's supposed to be a first-round pick. And like I said, if Powell gets back to his form, his size, the way he shoots, the way he can dribble, like, that's a first-round pick, too.
You were talking about, like, having two first-round players in the same draft.
Yeah.
Ernie and Bernie did it. In 77, they went 7-11.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew that, I mean, obviously before my time, I knew Ernie had played one more year, but I forgot. I thought it was 1 year after Bernie, so I guess he was there a year before.
Yeah.
And then at the same time.
I thought the same thing. I thought it was, they went 77 and 78.
That's what I thought. You know. A little bit before our time, but okay.
Yeah.
So you said they went what, 7-11?
7-11, yep.
So that's the mark here?
Seven is not the highest pick. Oh, no, yeah, 7 is the second highest pick Tennessee's ever had. The
I was going to say, Houston, was Houston higher?
Houston won 11.
Okay.
Tom Boerwinkel in 68, a 7-foot center, went fourth.
Oh, I remember looking that up before.
Yeah.
So you have one top five in our history?
Yep.
That's okay. I mean, I wouldn't go out and say any of these guys are going to beat that. I mean, Keon has a chance of being a top five pick, but I don't think he will. But maybe. Maybe.
He'll probably be around 7, right? That's what people
are
saying.
That's where I was
marketing
him at, yeah. But, I mean, if they go through a combine process or, you know, see his athleticism and fall in love with him, it's possible. Depending on how the lottery shakes out, he could maybe be a reach there. All right, so point proven. Yes, it's happened before, but not since the greatest tandem you've had in Tennessee basketball history, right? One of the greatest tandems in college basketball history. Do you think they'd be as famous if their names didn't rhyme? That duo?
I feel like that helps.
I mean, I do think the rhyme scheme helps.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really good, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
I think it was like kind of like the whole storyline, too. Just like two New York guys coming out here and playing in like country, East Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I don't think you could overlook Bernard King being black as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A black guy and a white guy teaming up and like having that, you know, relationship. I don't think you can overlook that.
Mm-hmm.
The name, Ron, the name scheme helped, though. What we got? Kennedy and Brandon. Kim and Brand. Chandler and Huntley. There's nothing there.
No.
There's nothing there.
Mm.
But the influx of talent Barnes has brought in, like, it's undeniable.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And like I said, the pressure is going to be on him anyway. So go ahead and give me the good players. Give me the best players possible. Let's go out that way. And like I said, it's very, very possible that you have 3 first-round picks on next year's team. Been talking a lot about basketball, talking a lot about the NBA prospects of this upcoming team. You know, I'm excited. And let's face it, I've been more critical than most about Barnes since he got here. So, I mean, like, the fact that I'm not all the way out, that I'm, like, you know, I'm pretty stoked for this upcoming season. I'd imagine most of the fan base can get back on board Draven if I can.
Think any of the players on the roster now more likely to transfer at all? Viscovi, anybody?
No. I mean, maybe this is just more like, hey, more likely that Fulkerson's not coming back.
That's kind of, I mean, there's no way, right?
I won't say no way, but I mean.
Would he even be a starter with these two guys? I don't expect him to be a starter. I think he'd be like back to off the bench energy guy, right?
Maybe.
Which, I mean, wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't mind that, but I don't know if he would want that.
Sure. And that was part of what we talked about yesterday with him getting back to his level. If I'm him, I'm like, man, don't want to come off the bench.
Man,
be a token starter that everyone's saying, like, hey, play the more talented guys. I don't know. Talking a lot about basketball, professional basketball, college basketball, the draft. Hayden, you pumped for tonight?
It's tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
What's tonight, you ask?
It's the big day.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's like the NBA draft lottery thing.
The NBA draft lottery, you think it's tonight? You think that's what we're talking about?
I don't know. What's tonight?
You're such a phony. You're a phony baloney.
It's the biggest night of the year.
Well, no, I'm not going to go that far. But
it's the biggest night of the year.
And their sport, it's arguably.
Sure.
Maybe outside of
Jackie Robinson Day? Is that what you're talking about?
Is today Jackie Robinson Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about then?
We'll wait until you figure it out.
I wasn't paying attention, John. I don't know.
Kind of brought it up. We weren't talking about it. We were just saying, are you ready for it?
I was just talking about basketball. College, professional basketball. Talk about tonight. It's a pretty big deal for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I thought you would be really champing at the bit, ready to go, foaming at the mouth.
I really have no idea what you're talking about.
The dreams of many young ladies coming true tonight, Hayden. Mm. I'm not talking about a night with Draven. I'm talking about the WNBA draft. Raniah Davis projected to go.
Tonight's the WNBA draft, really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Interesting.
You're supposed to be our go-to authority for women's basketball.
I've seen Raniah mock to Atlanta at 3.
ESPN Plus for sure.
Really?
Love that, yeah.
I saw her at 4.
Mm.
Just in the one mock. They finally put a mock draft on ESPN yesterday. Like, I guess we got to get some coverage to this.
Is it going to be on ESPN Plus tonight?
I don't know.
It usually gets at least ESPN 2.
Yeah. I was about to say, it's on something, right?
They have to kind of put it on ESPN 2. I'd say the NBA makes them put it on ESPN, too, because they're partners. I'd say they make them do that. Huge basketball night. In full swing, at least professionally. And we love betting on basketball at FanDuel Sportsbook. They got props. Get a little draft action tonight.
Mm-hmm.
A little WNBA draft action tonight, I assume. Cam, please verify that they actually put up WNBA draft odds. God, I hope so after telling people that they did. The NBA will be in full swing. Huge game tonight. Maybe an Eastern Conference Finals preview, Draven. Oh, yeah. As the Hawks
and
Bucks
that.
Go head-to-head as the race for the 3 seed heats up. You can get some action on that on FanDuel Sportsbook. Have a little fun. A little same-game parlay. Clint Capella over rebounds every time he goes over. Take the over for points and rebounds. He's a monster. He's a monster.
Giannis playing? He's not playing, is
Giannis
he?
Giannis ain't playing. Bucks are in trouble.
Yeah, maybe.
Danger.
Bucks are in trouble. You get a lot of options on FanDuel Sportsbook with the same game parlay you could take. A player point total. Clint Capella over. Players rebounds. Clint Capella over. Assist. Trae Young over. Hawks money line. Mm-hmm. I'm going under on the total tonight. Put them all together. Bada boom, bada bing. Bet small.
I don't think you can bet on the draft.
With a chance to win big. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sportsbook yet, new users get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. Just place a bet on FanDuel. If you win, congratulations. Cha-ching. If you lose, you get your money back up to $1,000 in bonus site credit. And right now, new and existing users can get up to $25 in site credit back every day if your parlay falls one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. You heard that right. Every day. It's just one of the reasons we love FanDuel Sportsbook and betting on the NBA with FanDuel Sportsbook. It's easy to register, easy to use. Put your money in. You get your money out. They pay you quickly. Live betting. Get some action. If the game gets off to a bad start, you think, okay, my team's going to settle down. There you go. Bigger payout. Oh, this is a really high-scoring pace. I think it's going to slow down. Going under. Must be. So go ahead, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Try same game parlay. Use promo code TALKSPORTS at sign up. That's promo code TALKSPORTS, one word. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max refund of $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Cameron, take us out, sir.
Did you...
All right, back on the program. Caleb writes in. Bran and Chan?
Nah.
Gotta say nah on that one.
Just trying too hard on that one, you know?
Yeah.
That's the cool. That's what makes nicknames so cool is when you're not like trying. It just kind of happens.
Can't force it.
Right.
Can't force it. All right, any other big news? Tennessee football gets a commitment yesterday.
Wow, two in a row?
Two of them.
Let's
two
go.
Commitments in one day.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Who we got?
Heupel's on fire.
I'm not going to poo-poo on the guy. Vincent Snead, a defensive end out of Winter Park, Florida. He is a three-star. I guess he committed this morning, I guess technically.
Yeah.
Not yesterday, but number 591 on the composite, 39th at his position, 78th in the state of Florida, 6'4".
High motor.
Does he?
That's what it said on here. New commitment Snead gives Vols high motor defensive end.
If you're going to be a three-star, you got to be a high motor, right?
That is true. You can't be just bad.
You can't be a lazy three-star. You got to be a high motor three-star. Although I will say, if there is a position that I think a high motor can overcome some deficiencies, I do think it is probably defensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially at the college level. Like, if you're just hustle and move around, like, you can't get some tackles, you can't be disruptive. So, I'm not going to take a turn in negative town on this guy because he wants to come play football for Tennessee. And you know what? There's not a lot of people right now that can say the same thing. You know?
Yeah.
Very
no.
true.
And I feel like, you know what, if Rodney Garner wants him, all right, he's earned some cachet with us.
Yeah.
We should believe in him. Rodney knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Offer list, you don't want to go through the offer list.
That's okay.
You don't want to go through the offer list.
It's okay.
I'm choosing to be positive.
Yeah.
High motor guy.
Okay. Hustle, hard work, that's what we need in this program.
Snead rhymes with Reed, so he's basically related to me.
Yeah. Actually, that's my grandma's last name. So.
Maybe. All right.
Hey, there we go.
Maybe he's related to me a little bit.
It's two shout-outs from your grandma, for your grandma.
Yeah.
Back-to-back days. All right, shout-out to Cam's grandma.
This one doesn't even live in Murray. This is the one over near Jackson.
Though. Oh, never mind.
We're changing it up a little bit.
Oh, it's the other.
Yeah. They're in West Tennessee.
Okay. Even it out.
Yeah.
Was she mad yesterday? She's like, Cam, you gave other grandma a shout-out, not me?
No, no.
No? Okay. All right. So, again, Tennessee football gets a second commitment. Not going to, pick it apart too much, although it is a little harrowing. Have you guys checked out the SEC football recruiting rankings?
I'm scared to.
We're last.
Yeah, we are last.
That well, is, we weren't even ranked last week, John.
So behind Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt's got the number 9 class.
Oh, my gosh.
Right now. They got 5. 3 stars.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Yes, we are in 14th place. But again, we have 2 commitments with an average star ranking of 86.41.
Who did Vandy even hire as their head coach? I was trying to think of his name, blanking completely.
Trey Clark, is that his name?
Clark Lee.
Clark Lee, okay. Oh, I got a friend named Trey Clark, I think.
I think.
Clark Lee?
Pretty sure that's it, yeah.
Okay.
He's from Notre Dame, he's the coordinator of Notre Dame.
Yeah, dude, duh. Clark Lee.
Oh, yeah. Right, should know that.
Tennessee, number 57 right now in recruiting nationally. It's really funny who number 56 is.
UCF.
Good job by you, Hayden.
Hey.
You're on fire today outside of the whole women's basketball thing being exposed as a fraud, as a scam.
I don't care about the WNBA draft, John.
So you don't want to see the girls go out and get money?
No. Once they're off the Lady Vols, I don't care where they go.
So you don't believe in the Lady Vol for life?
Wow. Wow.
You don't
They might be, but I'm not like supporting them. You know?
That's messed up.
Well, sorry.
You do the same for the men?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Keon's dead to you, too?
Yeah, honestly. Yep.
Springer?
Yep.
Grant?
So you weren't hype about Josh Richardson when he was on the Heat back in the day?
He's all right.
That's the year they didn't make the playoffs.
That's true.
Honestly, didn't watch that much that year.
Yeah.
Obviously, Hayden. I know.
And
we know.
Grant Williams kind of sucks in the NBA. I mean, Tobias is good, but he's here for 1 year. Admiral in the G League. So, I mean, kind of proving my point.
What's your point?
I just don't care what they do after college.
So. How is that proving your point? I mean, the fact they stink? I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like, pretty much.
I mean, Tobias is a stink. Tobias is good.
I mean, the one that would kind of break this would be Candace. I did like seeing her win the WNBA titles.
Okay.
That was it, though.
When did she win her first WNBA title?
I don't know. 2010?
I mean, I was just asking. You said you liked watching them. I didn't know. Like, are you lying about something? Don't Google it.
I think it might have been 2010.
Don't Google it. Are you lying again? Because I didn't think she won until like late in the career.
Look up Sparks titles and it pulls up Nicholas Sparks. God,
book titles.
God, I don't mind.
A Walk to Remember. I mean, Nicholas Sparks titles. Can you rename? Dear John, A Walk to Remember. He was a Notebook as well, right? I got 3.
I think so.
Oh, she only has 1 title.
That's what I was going to say. I thought
2016.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that you are telling the truth about this because.
No, she made the finals early on. Didn't they lose to the Lynx to Maya Moore? I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Probably.
I mean, Maya Moore wouldn't have been early in her career, would it have not? Would it have been? I thought Maya Moore was more like around.
I thought Maya was there like.
I thought Maya Moore was like 2013 or so.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
I might be wrong, but they beat Minnesota in the playoffs the year she won the championship. It was a great series. They came back from 2-1 down, but I mean, she was, Kansas balling. You're such a liar.
I remember watching her titles, John.
That her one title,
In 2010, all of her titles. She has 1 that she won in 2016. You're such a phony.
I don't know.
You're such a phony. just a liar. She did get her MVP early in her career, first year.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
That's what you meant?
Yeah.
Her rookie season, she did win MVP.
Yeah. There's not much information on these WNBA teams, to be honest.
Hmm. What about you, Draven? You pumped for Renaya?
Yeah, I am.
You follow these people? Especially, and they go pro? I mean,
top three, top five pick. Let's go. That's pretty impressive.
Are you the same way with football, Hayden? You don't root for the Vols in the NFL?
No, I root for the Vols in the NFL.
Like whom?
Eric Berry. He was cool. Especially with the cancer thing. Was cool to see him win comeback player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The cancer thing.
Well, I mean, he was out for the whole season. Came back and was great.
Yeah, no, and then, the cancer thing seemed
then he kind of got, like, destroyed by Gronk in the playoffs. That was hard to watch.
That was hard to watch. That was very tough to watch, especially as someone who had a lot of money in the Chiefs and had spent all year arguing about how the Chiefs are going to beat the Patriots. That was tough to watch. They just
made you think that?
What? The Chiefs were number one seed. What made me think that?
The Patriots.
The fact they were really, really good. And I'm saying, like, all year I was riding the Chiefs all year. I had the Chiefs at, like, 47-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I know. I was riding them all year. Those are my boys. I had a lot of money to win the AFC, to like 15-1 or something like that, to win just the AFC. I would have cashed in. Instead, that damn Tom Brady got me again.
That's what I'm saying. You never bet against that guy.
I never will forget that year. I'd put like bets on like four or five teams to win the Super Bowl at pretty good odds. I had the Rams, the Saints, the Chiefs. They're all four. They all three made the Final Four. And the damn Patriots found a way to win that game. Mm-hmm. The one team I didn't have. That damn Tom Brady. Really, it was Eric Berry. We love Eric Berry. Big Eric Berry fans here, but damn it. Gronk whipped him up and down the field in that fourth quarter. Mm. And in overtime. That was tough. That's tough. That was his last game, too, right?
That was tough. I was hurt.
You see why. I mean, just pulling that film, people are like, he ain't got it no more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He ain't got it no more. Mm. Okay, so we root for Eric Berry. Anybody else?
I like Jason Witten, John.
Yeah, I like Jason Witten.
Hard not to like Jason Witten.
Okay, I'm just asking. I don't know if he was.
No, says the Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Well, he's like East Tennessee through and through. I mean,
sure.
I mean, Peyton Manning.
You root for Peyton Manning? As a Titans fan?
Yeah.
Hmm. Conflict of interest there.
Fan, John.
Wow.
The truth comes out.
Wow. Okay, so when did you become a Titans fan?
When he went to Denver.
You didn't go to Denver?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
He just switched from his team's greatest rival.
I was 10 years old, John.
Okay.
I mean, I had a Vincennes jersey back then, if that makes you feel better.
What was your tie to Peyton Manning as an 8-year-old that was born in 2001?
I mean, Dad used to watch him all the time. I mean, that's the game we watched. He was on TV a lot, John.
You know who's on TV more? The hometown Titans.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
And the Titans weren't even bad then. Like, in 08, 09, like, 10, like, they were pretty good. We went 13-3 that one year. I bet you're a Titans fan that year.
No.
Okay.
I did have a Vince Young jersey, though.
This just all sounds fake to me, Hayden. This just all sounds fake to me.
So many conflicting reports here.
Yeah. Now I don't know what to believe.
As a kid, I had like a Cowboys and 49ers jerseys when I was like 7 or 8. Titans are just like the Oilers just moved here. I like Deion Sanders. I like Emmitt Smith from the Little Giants movie.
Mm-hmm.
I
like to watch Steve Young run around.
Man, so was I the only one that was fully invested in my teams their entire time?
Me too, sounds like.
Wow. Well, we also lived in Atlanta. In like 5 and 6. Like, I didn't have a team.
Okay.
Like, the Oilers got here in 96. And they were in Memphis. And then, like, you know, eventually they made their way to Nashville and became, like, Tennessee. And
how long were they in Memphis?
Just for, like, a year.
Was it just your 1 year?
I think they were in Memphis for a year and then playing at Vanderbilt Stadium for a year.
Yeah,
and
they played at Vanderbilt Stadium for a year.
That was the first game I went to. They beat the Steelers. And, yeah, then they became the Titans, and I was full-fledged in. Right? Okay. 96, 97, 98.
That's
right?
A good origin story.
Yeah.
That's just
I think they played two years in Nashville, 1 year in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty sure they were in Tennessee 3 years before they became the Titans, I think. So, yeah, I mean, I every kid was a Cowboys fan when they were little. Some of us just grow out of it and realize that, like, hey, it's, you know, at least not everyone. I guess everyone my age was a Cowboys fan when we were younger.
America's team.
Three Super Bowls. Bandwagon.
America's Team.
Sure.
I mean, Star on the helmet. I mean, there's a lot of appeal there.
I mean, they were on Fox all the time.
Yeah,
And Deion Sanders was cool.
But it was bad back then when they were good on TV.
Yeah. It was actually nice because you always got to watch them. And they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.